Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
I'm not breaking any news here, saying that for the first 10 games of the Ravens season last year, the defense stunk. It was horrible. The pass defense was nearing record bad. They were on pace to be neck and neck for the 2015 Giants to allow the most passing yards per game in NFL history.
Yes.
And then after that second Cincinnati game, mm-hmm. the defense turned around in a massive way, in an unthinkable way. From weeks 11 through 18, the Ravens defense ranked first in yards per game, first in points per game, first in yards per play, first in opposing passer rating, first in passing touchdowns allowed, and first in third down percentage. Chuck Smith, he met with the media yesterday, their pass rushing coach, and he really gave a lot of kudos to Zach Orr on that turnaround.
I'm glad this is, I was hoping somebody asked me this, because I was all last year, I was watching everybody broadcast and talking. I lived it, I walked it, I seen it. I watched this coordinator stand on 10 toes. Zach Orr is the guy. Zach Orr, I'm telling you, is going to be an incredible coordinator. And let me tell you why. When we were struggling last year, I watched him stand in front of these mics every week and talk to y'all. He didn't flinch. But I also watched him stand in front of the room, someday, I mean, we played after the Bengals. It wasn't like we were celebrating because they, from a defensive standpoint, they did a lot. They had great days on us. Zach Orr, man, looked those players in the eye. He never let the high get high, the low get too low. He stayed in the middle. And I'm telling you, he always would be positive, but he was tough. He's tough on this, on the coaches and the players. And he would tell everybody, he would show everybody how close we were to actually having success. Like, it might be an angle of a defensive back runs the ball, or it might be a pass rusher that ran past the quarterback and the quarterback ran. Zach would stand and talk to everybody, and he led.
That's only half of the response, Jason. Like,
that's the preamble.
That's the first half lead up of the response. And I don't know who asked the question, but you could tell Chuck Smith was like, man, if you didn't ask me this question,
I think he would have said, does anybody want to ask me about Zach Orr and how much of a pivotal role he played in saving last season?
He would have. And here's the rest of Chuck Smith.
He never flinched. And watching this cat do it, and I know last year a lot of people, you know, they were in the media were saying, well, this guy came in and helped. No, Zach Orr did it. Zach Orr in those rooms with the coaches, he led, he made the changes in support with Coach Harbaugh and the guys on that staff. But Zach Orr truly led the charge. I'm a witness to it. And I've been wanting to say this because dude is the truth. Dude didn't flinch, and dude is going to be one of the best coordinators in the league. He is smart. He is a leader. And when you watch him work every day, this dude comes to work. I'm telling you, and I'm just glad that was my last question, because I wanted to set the record straight, because I'm a part of it. And I have no reason to come up here and BS y'all, because you know I roll. But Zach Orr was the one who changed what we did last year, and give John Harbaugh a lot of credit. You know, he was in there with us too, but I got to give Zach most of the credit for the adjustments that happened in that secondary and also helping us coaches. He's like, the youngest in charge. That's what I call him. He's a special coach, and I'm really blessed to be around a guy like that.
You've been to thousands of press conferences in your life.
Especially the dog days of June. Yeah. He's about to send everybody to the water slides the next day instead of practice. Yeah. It's a lot. I hope he's right. There's a lot of people who believe that. Look, there's a long lineage of the Ravens producing elite defensive coaches, and they go on and they run other defenses and they run other football teams. And he very well could be. It was a bumpy road. That's great that somebody who is as fiery as Chuck Smith is in his corner, and that's a great sign. They did have to fire some pretty prominent people on that staff, and that's not easy, and that's a lot for Zach Orr to deal with at the end of his first season ever calling plays at the NFL level. So I think he's probably been hardened by that a little bit, and I mean that in a good way. It takes some of that rough stuff to get you to where you want to be in your career, and certainly what you want to accomplish at the place that you're in. Is there a little bit that maybe thinks he doth protest a little too much? A little bit. That thought crosses my mind.
It was two and a half minutes.
I'm a huge Chuck Smith guy. And when they brought Chuck Smith in, I was like, we did a six-pack, biggest offseason acquisitions. He was way up there for me. And he's proven that his worth, because they don't have great natural pass rushers, and they continue to be around the league leader in sacks. But I would say, I'm old enough to remember, maybe it was around 2 years ago, it'd be hard to find that clip on the spur of the moment, but I'm pretty sure it's the same guy who told us that Ajabo was ready to take the lead by storm, and it looked like a 12-sack guy with an array of moves and a briefcase full of counters and the real deal, and Owe had a lot to learn.
Well, it's a perfect segue, because here's Chuck Smith on Adafe Owe.
I think it's just the evolution of Adafe. I think he's grown up. He's, a guy who always had a lot of muscle in his body, but I think it's one of those things that he realizes that with his size, with his speed, and his athletic ability, that he can put on more weight. And, the more weight you can, the faster you generate power, with the ability to still have flexibility, bend, and all those other things. I think it was a natural growth for him, to do for his career.
That's Chuck Smith talking about Adafe Owe putting on good weight, of course, 15 to 20 pounds of muscle. He's noticeably thick.
Take a strength, try to make it an uber strength. I don't know. He's never looked incredibly pliable to me. He's not been super malleable. I think he does get a little rigid and stiff. And I think at this stage of his career, you kind of are who you are. Not to say that some years won't be better than others, but I get it. I think he also probably looked at Tavius Robinson and looked at the reps he got in the playoffs and looked at what he did on early downs. And boy, they were all gushing about Tavius Robinson
centerpiece.
And, if he gets the pass rushing, when you hear them say, well, if he got the pass rushing reps other people got, you think that's Van Noy, or you think that's, who do you think they're talking about?
Yeah.
He gets the guy who they've done two contracts with, or the guy who they're kind of letting leave, right? I think Owe's trying to stay on the football field, and I think Owe wants to be stout against the run. I think Owe wants to make sure he's on the field in early downs. And if he gets paid, if he can run into eight sacks again or whatever, great.
Let's end with this. This is a massive, massive year for David Ajabo. Quite frankly, a make or break for his NFL career. And here's Chuck Smith on Ajabo.
Well, I think the first thing is Ajabo last year was pretty much the first year he was healthy. When you think about it, that's part of it. So a lot of times when you're getting healthy, you're not necessarily gaining. You're just trying to manage to get back to where you started. So now I think this offseason his platform has raised from the standpoint of he's had a chance to work harder. He has a chance to do the different things that it takes from the strength standpoint. And he's worked really hard. Ajabo, he plays hard. He competes hard. And, I'm excited about, what he gets a chance to do in camp.
We'll see, Jason.
Don't play a whole lot. I don't play a whole lot that people outside of the team get to see.
No. And last year, just talking preseason-wise, he struggled, setting the edge. And he is not guaranteed a roster spot this year. He's going to have to earn a roster spot on the 53-man roster.
Oh, I think it's going to be a tricky little wicket for him to navigate. Especially if they do the right thing and bring in another veteran edge rusher.
At the bottom of the hour, we're going to get back into football with Pete Prisco, who invented power rankings. Yes. He invented the mock draft, all of that. What does Pete think of the Ravens heading into about to be the deadest point of the NFL calendar after mandatory minicamp? He'll tell us at 3:30. But coming up next, it's TMI. And this Orioles bullpen has allowed just one run over its last 30 and a third innings. But I went back to May 24th, which was the day after the Red Sox just absolutely blowing them out. Oh, yeah. And Emmanuel Rivera was pitching in that game. And the numbers that the Orioles bullpen had since that point are pretty shocking in a good way. And we'll give them to you next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North convenience stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. And let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
On the fan. The story of last night's game against the Tigers wasn't the bullpen. Zach Eflin was fantastic. The Orioles went nuts in the eighth inning where 10 guys went to the plate. Orioles put up 7 runs in that inning, and the bullpen finished it out 2 1/3 shutout innings. But you add that to the total, and now the Orioles bullpen has allowed just one earned run over its last 30 and a third innings, which is nuts. But I was thinking, all right, let's see how far back we can go at this point and see where this Orioles pen ranks. And I came to the date May 24th, and that was the day after the Orioles got absolutely hammered in Boston, and Emmanuel Rivera is serving up home run after home run, and of course that goes to the bullpen numbers. But since the day after, May 24th, 57 and a third innings this Orioles bullpen has pitched and where they rank in the majors. First in strikeout percentage at a whopping 33.5%. First in strikeout to walk percentage. They're first in whip, well under one at 0.92. First in win probability added on Fangraphs. First in saves. They're tied in that mark with 8. Second in ERA with a 1.73, and for Kenny, second in batting average, 1.74 batting average. And you look at the individual guys, Jason, It's crazy. In this stretch, the only pitcher in the pen that has allowed more than one earned run is Brian Baker.
Crazy.
And no one's saying Baker's been one of their best.
I mean, they use the heck out of Baker.
Oh, they do. But the strikeout numbers are crazy. And you look at the guys who... look, Gregory Soto in this stretch has been really good. Do I expect that to continue? No. Sir Anthony Dominguez, he's been really, really good. Yes. The strikeouts have been nuts. Do I expect him to be at that pace? No. But what you're seeing in this stretch, where it's Felix, we've seen him go back-to-back days. Of course, the return of Andrew Kittredge, Yennier Cano. Remember, prior to this stretch, I did the TMI at Chesapeake, where he was really, really struggling. Yes. He started to stabilize as well. Aiken, who's pitching as a opener tonight, he's been... the whole pen has been really, really good in this stretch. Arguably the best in baseball.
Yeah, look, it's been a strength. It's absolutely been a strength. I think they're still, if they're smart, going to be judicious about Bautista because, you know, this year is probably for naught in terms of turning it in anything postseason-wise. I'll be interested to see how many of these guys they flip before the deadline, and some of them maybe you flip. They got a lot of flippable pieces. If this guy who's really bad at his job and is exceedingly bad at the deadline, if he waits too long and tries to juggle 10 trade chips in the final 72 hours, I guarantee you he will blow it. He needs to start moving, and he needs to tell the rest of the league, not just verbally, but show it by his actions, that he means business in terms of being open for business. I would be marketing the hell out of a lot of these guys. You know, Aiken... you could tell me, well, if they trade him, then they're down, you know, to one lefty. I don't. I really don't care.
Yeah, you're getting line at this point.
Like, you get value for Keegan Aiken. I think you take it. And obviously, the two guys they got from the Phillies a year ago, if you get anything for them, I think you have to take it. Kittredge, you need to take your time with because you're reestablishing him and bleeding him back into the majors after a long absence on the 60-day IL. But like,
and he's got a club option, so that carries a little value too.
Absolutely. I would trade Bautista. I'm always open to trade my closer. Like, I don't think they're winning a World Series next year, guys. And now we're talking 2 years down the road. What's he still going to be like? Yada, yada, yada. If you can rebuild him to start looking like his old self, I would be really listening on that. Yeah, I mean, pitching is really not the problem. Yeah, and I told you a month ago, we're going to reach a point here in June where the starters stabilize because they can't be this bad forever. And the bullpen has been pretty much okay. And the problem is going to be, do they strike out too much? Can they walk enough? And can they hit with people on base? And that's where we are.
Yeah, the overall numbers, when you look at the end of the day with the bullpen, they're never going to look good because of all the position players that they've pitched this year, where that, of course, inflates the ERA and inflates a ton of these numbers. But that was a huge talking point a lot of the offseason about this bullpen, and now you're starting to realize some of it, where the pen, it wasn't as good last year. There's no question about it. And guys taking the next step like Baker, and you give him a ton of credit because that was someone who wasn't even guaranteed a spot on the 26-man roster out of spring training. And Kittredge going down with the injury really kind of saved him, and his performance, of course, and changing the grip with the changeup.
Yeah. There are a bunch of success stories out there right now in real time. We also know that these things can oscillate wildly.
That's bullpen in
one
general.
One guy gets hurt, and everybody's got to start taking on a little bit more of a different role, and the whole thing can start to crumble. And there's a ton of them always available at the deadline, and there's always a ton of need. I hope they're expeditious about this, and they move some of these guys by the middle of July at the latest.
Speaking of the trade deadline, at 3:45, we're going to hit our Twib notes again. And Jim Bowden, man, he's been pumping these out for the Athletic. Orioles trade options there. Kenny Rosenthal put out a piece on who could be available for the Orioles. What's the latest he's been hearing? We're going to get into that at 3:45. But coming up next, we're going to get back into football, back into the Ravens. been talking up this offense a lot. Yeah, there's probably going to be a little bit of natural regression for Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry. But man, is there a ton of weapons there. Pete Prisco, he knows everything. He knows offense inside and out. How good is this Ravens offense going to be? What type of encore are we going to get from them after 2024? Pete's going to tell us next.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
We are efforting to get our buddy Pete Prisco, but Jason,
he's always in demand.
He is.
He's got a lot going on.
He invented power rankings. He invented mock draft.
Did he invent fantasy football?
Probably.
Yeah, I may have.
I would think so. But while we're waiting for Pete, and we heard it in the update, Shamar Stewart, he said what he had to say yesterday, and he's the left. He is no longer at mandatory minicamp. Not that he was participating anyways, no. Jason, but between him and Trey Hendrickson, joining us now is Pete Prisco, and Pete, we'll get into the Bengals situation in a second, but let's start with the Ravens, and it's going to be really hard to top the seasons that Lamar Jackson and Derrick Henry had last year. You would expect some natural regression there, but pretty much the entire offense is back, minus Patrick McCary. They added DeAndre Hopkins to add some depth to their receiving core. What type of encore are you expecting from this Ravens O in 2025?
Oh, I think they'll be the same offense. You always have to worry about Derrick Henry in age and carries and when does he start slowing down. So that might be a little bit of an impact. He's not going to rush, I don't think, for the numbers he did a year ago. But I think Lamar Jackson will put up some impressive numbers again. I don't think he's going in the wrong direction. I think he's still going in the right direction. So I think offensively they'll still be good. I don't know if Hopkins adds a ton, but he's a possession receiver who, doesn't run that well, but he'll help in certain situations. So I think they're going to be really good again on offense. I just think Henry, we all sit here and we wait for when's the regression happen.
Yeah.
And when he starts slowing down, it might be this year.
They seem to be the only team in this division that isn't in some degree of turmoil, right? Like, We got the Browns, and what are they? You got five quarterbacks. What are they going to do with Watson? Myles Garrett's trying to put the genie back in the bottle when we know he didn't really want to be there. You got guys pining for Nick Chubb leaving. The Bengals, I mean, between Hendrickson and Stewart, I mean, that's just, it's always something there. And the Steelers, you know, waited until the last possible second to get their new quarterback. Is this shaping up as the Ravens' division to lose and maybe not be as uber competitive as it usually is?
I think Cincinnati's still going to be competitive. Hendrickson will show up and play. You know that. Guys play. They'll get Stewart signed, even though I didn't love him as a player, but they'll still find a way to get him signed. And the Bengals are going to score a ton of points. They're going to be good offensively. We know that. I think the change to Al Golden on defense will help them as well. So I think the Bengals and the Ravens, I think those are the two teams in the division. You know, everybody talks about Rodgers going to the Steelers, but the Steelers had more faults than just the quarterback position.
Yeah.
They didn't run the ball very well. You know, they didn't play great run defense last year. They didn't rush the passer the way they normally did. And they have the T.J. Watt situation kind of hanging over their head. So I think it's the Ravens at first, then the Bengals. And I think those two teams will push each other.
I'm with you 100% on what you're saying about the Steelers, Pete. And it's not like Aaron Rodgers has a lot of great weapons to throw to either, where you got DK Metcalf, Freiermuth's okay. But what are you expecting out of Rodgers at age 42?
Well, you know, if you go back and look at what he did in the last, I think it's seven games, he threw 13 touchdown passes and four picks. He was terrible early in the season because he wasn't healthy. And I think he was still favoring his leg, favoring a lot of the things that were bothering him. And he didn't look the same guy. He didn't move. He wasn't getting outside the pocket. And as the season moved along, he got more comfortable. And as he got more comfortable, he played better football. And, you know, he threw, what, 28, I think it was, or 29 touchdown passes. That's more than a lot of guys last year, including Patrick Mahomes, Justin Herbert, and some others. So I think he's going to be fine. But you mentioned it. Where are you throwing the football? DK Metcalf, nice weapon, inconsistent, complains about not getting the ball at times. Then you got, you know, you hope some of those young players step up like Austin, who has talent, but those guys got to do something as well. So you're right. Their weapons aren't great. They didn't run the ball fantastically last year. So I think they need to rely on getting back to their, you know, who they are as a football team. Run the football, take your shots with Rodgers, but also stop the run and rush the passer.
I know that we have come to respect the AFC as the dominant conference, and they've had the quarterbacks, and that's why. But I don't know, Pete. Like, okay, so we covered the North. To me, Buffalo, and there's nobody else for real in that division. To me, it's Houston, and there's nobody else for real in that division. And I look, the Chargers and Broncos have great coaches, and they'll be wild card teams. I don't know that they'll end up really pushing the Chiefs. And then, like, I kind of run out of teams to take seriously. Like, okay, if you want to vouch for the Bengals, you can. They might give up 42 points a game. Like, you know what I mean? Like, and they might not have an offensive line, and they might take September off like they always do, and the quarterback might get hurt because, like, that's happened. But, like, I can't stump for anybody else as a surefire playoff team. Like, I don't know who that final wild card is. I tend to think whoever it is going to be pretty damn flawed.
And by the way, I would sit there and say that Houston's a good team either.
Right, but the division's so bad, they're going to win it.
Yeah, but Jacksonville will be better than they were a year ago just because they got rid of the coach. I mean, that staff was awful, and they'll be better. The team, you know, Texans, if their offensive line isn't fixed, and I don't think it is, they think getting Cam Robinson and Ed Ingram is fixing an offensive line, they're out of their minds. And so he's going to be pressured again. I think you're right. The division stinks. And so it's a flawed division. I don't see them being a slam dunk playoff team. I don't see them being a slam dunk team that can make any noise in the playoffs. I'm concerned about the Texans. So to your point, you're 100% accurate. You look at the Dolphins. They're not any good.
No.
You know, I think New England's on the rise.
Yeah.
And but they're not ready for it yet. The Jets with Justin Fields, no. So, yeah, you almost have to put three teams from the West in, and then you got to maybe put one more team in from the North. I think that's pretty much how it'll play out.
We're speaking to Pete Prisco. It's Inside Access on the Fan. Pete, let's go to the NFC, and we know that there hasn't been a back-to-back NFC East champion in quite some time at this point, and the Commanders are going to be the darlings and the sexy team after their unexpected run in the playoffs last year, making it to the NFC Championship. What are you expecting out of Jaden Daniels and company this year?
Oh, I think he's going to take an even bigger step forward. Yeah. He didn't throw a ton of touchdown passes last year, and I think that number is going to go higher. There are concerns about that team. I mean, don't get me wrong. He's not one of them. But, you know, offensive line has some questions. I think getting Tunsil, even though he wasn't great last year, he's still an upgrade. They're going to shuffle a bunch of guys around to find out who the best five are. But I think they'll be better up there. I don't think Deebo Samuel gives them a lot of help, unlike most people. I thought he got heavy last year. And, boy, the videos coming out of their camp. He really looks heavy.
Yeah.
But I think defensively, they still have some flaws, but they have some good young pieces. And Dan Quinn's a good defensive coach. So I think they'll be good. I just think the Eagles are better.
Yeah.
And the Dallas might be better. And, you know, if Dallas can stay healthy, they have some pieces now. That offensive line, they've kind of built it together. They've drafted it. You know, if Prescott can stay on the field, I know there's concerns about the run game. But they have some pieces. If we get Pickens, if he's not a knucklehead, I mean, there's a lot of questions involved there, and they have to stop the run. But I think the Eagles are the class of the division.
One of my favorite futures bets to play thus far has been, and it was around +275, I want to say, Green Bay to win the division. And this was before Ragnow retired. Like, I just look at the brain trust over there with Detroit and everything they've lost now, including the center is a big part of their central nervous system. And I go, Minnesota. I love O'Connell. You love O'Connell, but I don't know that he rebuilds and creates this quarterback on the fly in 1 year coming back from pretty catastrophic injury. And to me, the Bears, like, I want to see it from Ben Johnson as a head coach before I'm ready to crown him. Like, I think this sets up pretty well for the Packers. What about you?
I'm with you. But I get grief all the time because I pick the Packers every year and they actually pick them to go to the Super Bowl. But that team was ahead of schedule last
year.
And you look how young they were. I mean, they're young across the board. And I think that youth is going to start paying off for him in a big way. Remember, Jordan Love was hurt.
Yes,
he played all year, basically hurt.
Yep.
He wasn't the same guy.
Yep.
They had a ton of receivers hurt. They lost guys in the playoff game. And they go to Philadelphia, and on the opening kickoff, they fumble it. Technically, they got it back. And that kind of set the tone for the game. So I'm with you. Right now, if you ask me, I would pick the Packers to win the division. I'm concerned a little bit about the Lions.
Mm-hmm.
You lose the two coordinators. You mentioned Ragnow. They also lost, Zeitler, the right guard. He's out of there. And then you go on the other side of the ball. Who's the other pass rusher opposite Hutchinson? And he's coming off an injury. So I'm there with you 100%. I think the Packers are the team to beat.
And like the Lions, man, when do they go for it? Like, why did they not come away with some pass rusher this offseason? Like, they seem too complacent to me.
Yeah, I don't understand that. You can't count on Marcus Davenport to be a guy. I mean, I think when you look at their defense, there are questions there. Not having Aaron Glenn, and remember, he had all those injuries last year and kind of had to do things differently to kind of get around it. But, if Hutchinson, we don't know. Everybody's just assuming Hutchinson's coming back to be the same guy. You don't know that.
No.
He's Pete Prisco, covers the NFL for CBS Sports. Pete, thanks so much for coming on.
Enjoy the beach, buddy. Thank you.
Enjoy the offseason, boys, because it's right around the corner.
Calm before the storm, man. Calm before the storm. Thanks, Pete.
You got it, guys. Take care.
Coming up at the top of the hour, we had Tony Gwynn Jr. on earlier in the show at 2:30. Asked him the question, could Jackson Holliday be an all-star this year? We'll get into that at 4. But coming up next, it's our TWIB notes, and we looked at the notes from Ken Rosenthal and Jim Bolden, who cover MLB for The Athletic, among other outlets. But they put out some recent columns about how much could the Orioles sell? Could they buy and sell? We'll get into it next on The Fan. We're about a month and a half away until MLB's trade deadline. And I would say two friends of the show, they put out pieces for The Athletic recently in Ken Rosenthal and Jim Bolden. And let's get to Kenny's. And Ken brought up the possibility of the Orioles being buyers and Sellers. And of course, he brings up the names of the Eflins and Mullins and all of them. But Kenny said this: might Elias try to force the issue at the deadline by trading a prospect as corner infielder Kobe Mayo for a high caliber starter? Perhaps, but few such pitchers are likely to be available, and contenders are more likely to pay a premium for those arms, placing greater value on what they might offer for the rest of 2025. And Kenny went on to say, well, the Orioles, if they get the prospects for trading some of the guys on expiring contracts, well, there's your ammunition for this offseason to have buy-side trades.
Yeah, I just don't think you can give Mike Elias that kind of time and collateral to execute. This guy can't walk and chew gum at the same time. Now you're going to tell me he can play 3D chess and he's going to buy and sell this year, and he's going to know that he's acquiring the kind of talent that the rest of the industry really covets, that he can then go to the winter meetings and flip for the pitching staff he needs because he can't develop any pitching. It can't stop pitching from breaking down. I don't know, man. If that's what he's selling to ownership and that's what he's selling to the media, I hope they're not buying. But clearly, Elias is pushing stuff out there because, like, we've also got Bowden saying, hey, they're trying to acquire a legitimate starter.
And here's Bowden. He had a piece where it was basically like 20 nuggets that he's hearing heading into the trade deadline, a little over a month and a half away. Bowden said this in the fifth piece: among their counterparts, front office executives believe Orioles GM Mike Elias and Mariners president of baseball operations Jerry Dipoto are under the most pressure at this year's trade deadline. Elias, because he seems to be focusing on adding a top of the rotation starter and doesn't appear to have the mindset to be a seller right now, though in my opinion, he probably should be. His job could be on the line this trade deadline.
Look, here's the reality. Like, okay, I don't know that many rebuilding teams that have the kind of starting pitching that anybody's going to get excited about. Like, Mitch Keller at this stage, is that going to do much for you? Mitch Keller is their number two starter next year. He's just a guy. If you can't develop, you know, some semblance of Mitch Keller, shame on you. But, like, the Rockies don't have any. Kyle Freeland? Like, what? Who? You just tell me. Like, okay, he did business with the Marlins last year. He didn't get the lefty I wanted. Weathers is the lefty I wanted. I'm not sure they're going to trade Weathers. Like, if they do trade Weathers, they're going to try to fleece you again. Like, I don't think he would trade Basayo for Weathers. But, like, the Marlins know this farm system inside out. The Marlins know that Heston Kjerstad is not well-regarded around the industry, and there's a lot of questions about Kobe Mayo. Now, you could tell me, oh, Kobe Mayo, South Beach kid, you know, high school down there, all that. Yeah, but he's positionless. And we've, you know, we're going to have to see how he hits at the major league level over the next month. I don't think he's enough to get a controllable potential frontline left-handed starter in Weathers, who they stuck by with his injuries last year.
And I want to go back to Basayo, because just based on the track record, and this is year seven for Mike Elias as GM of the Orioles, he's not trading Sam Basayo. Name a top prospect.
That's the only real chip he has.
I'm with you. But what have we seen where he's willing to trade a guy that's, you know, universally regarded as a top 20 prospect?
He's also not going to be willing to trade him because he's the only thing he can cling to right now that would make you think they've done a damn thing in the international market in 7 years.
Yes.
It's the only thing they have above high A. And even the stuff at high A is much more glint, squint, hope, pray, dream on, look at the body, hope the hit tool comes. Like, there ain't not much in the low minors. Like, really. But, like, there's definitely nothing besides Basayo in the high minors from 7 years of international market now. So, like, no, I think there's a multitude of reasons why he won't want to trade him. They've also still got to be wondering a little bit Adley Rutschman. And can Adley Rutschman really hit and catch at the same time? So, but that's what it would take, even, I think, to get someone like a Weathers. And certainly if we're talking about Alcantara, let's say, puts it together for 6 weeks, you're going to tell me Mike Elias is going to want Alcantara more than a team that's trying to get Alcantara to win the World Series right bleeping now? I just don't buy any of that. So I don't know where that part of the equation is going to happen. I don't think it will. Now, can he take some of what he gets if he does this the right way for O'Hearn and Mullins and Eflin and Sagano and then package that in the offseason for a controllable pitcher? Maybe Seattle finally decides to trade one of their guys now that they've started getting hurt. I mean, maybe. I just don't think Elias is the man for that job.
And then Bowden did another piece recently where he was looking at the teams most likely to sell. He did have the Orioles, of course, in that list. And he went through all the positions and who's most likely. And he came down to most likely be traded Ryan O'Hearn, Cedric Mullins, Zach Eflin. No surprise.
I think that's a bare minimum. If they don't trade two relief pieces, shame on them. I would trade Sagano too. I don't see why clinging to him is going to make a lot of sense. Watching him pitch here in September with 8,000 people in the stands, I don't know.
At 4:15, we'll hopefully hear a little bit of interim manager Tony Mancelino, who met with the media. We did hear, he did say, Jason, Gary Sanchez expected to be activated off the IL this weekend. They're not waiting till the
hopefully
road trip.
Then immediately DFA'd.
And also, this roster move just happened. Emmanuel Rivera, he has cleared waivers, accepted an assignment to AAA Norfolk. But coming up next, all the young dudes. Could Jackson Holliday make the All-Star team this year? His numbers, man. You look, that second game of the first National Series from then on, man, he's been really, really good. But can he make the All-Star team? We'll tell you on the other side.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.